This morning is the final talk this year supporting Reverend Sean's May focus on the Divine Feminine. Our approach this morning will be to take a look at the archetype of creativity, usually associated with the feminine, but that is practiced by both men and women. You will notice on the handout in the bulletin comments on human universals, behaviors and beliefs that as human beings we all share. And you will also find a spider web. Everybody got their spider web? All right. As we move through the ideas that I'm sharing, you may want to make a note or two on your web, a point you may wish to come back to, or an idea birthed by the discussion. Archaeologists and anthropologists suggest that early Homo sapiens' observations of birds fabricating basket nests, swallows building mud cavities for housing their young, and spiders weaving webs possibly inspired the ultimate production of baskets and pottery and the weaving of nets and fabrics. Archetypes are prototypes, the first revelation that produce and introduce new ideas and products. So we have ideas practically applied, as well as sometimes used metaphorically. Our plan this morning is to use the metaphorical approach applied to our thinking, imagining, and producing. Hence the title of this talk, The Webs We Weave. However, before we jump to our personal practice of imagining and experiencing, let's consider three feminine examples of archetypal spinners. Athena, from the Greek pantheon of gods and goddesses, Spider Woman of the Navajo, and Grandmother Spider of the Hopi, as well as the 20th century Spider Woman of Marvel Comics. Athena is accredited in the Greek myths with bestowing the gift of weaving. You may remember the tale of Arachne, a talented mortal weaver who challenged Athena to a weaving contest. Her arrogance resulted in her being turned into a spider. Some of us may feel that Zeus and his cohorts went over the top with the punishments they meted out to their supplicants. But be that as it may, Arachne has been immortalized, since a variation of her name, Arachniid, is the taxonomical name for spiders in many of the Romance languages. Spider Woman and Spider Grandmother are the creators in the belief systems of two tribal societies in the southwest of the United States. They are matriarchal rather than patriarchal communities. In the beginning, there was nothing but Spider Woman. She was called Thinking Woman, Thought Woman. No other living creature, no bird or animal or fish yet lived. Does this creation myth sound familiar, except perhaps for the difference in gender? Now we come to our contemporary Spider Woman, Marvel's Marvel. She hit the comic book racks in 1977. A brief biography includes information from her declassified shield. Special Agent Spider-Woman is a seasoned secret agent going deep undercover for SHIELD. And every woman recognizes the need to maneuver behind the scenes to achieve her goals. She also tracks down alien threats for SWORD. Women, especially mothers, are always alert to the threatening situation that may affect the welfare of their loved ones. And she also serves on the Secret Avengers team alongside her ex-boyfriend Hawkeye and the espionage expert Black Widow. Cooperative interactions come naturally to women, as opposed to an attitude of individual accomplishments. For our purposes this morning, we will examine Marvel's Spider-Woman metaphorically. We'll look at her superpowers metaphorically, and they can be classified as strength, flexibility, energy, and resourcefulness. David L. Chandler of MIT's news office shares this regarding spider webs. The silk that spiders use to build their webs, trap their prey, and dangle from your ceiling is one of the strongest materials known. But it turns out it's not simply the material's exceptional strength that makes the spider web so resilient. It's the material's unusual combination of strength and stretchiness. It is the silk's characteristic way of first softening and then stiffening when pulled. The structure of spider silk has amazing strength. On a pound-to-pound basis, it is stronger than steel. Anyone who spent time watching a spider build and occupy its web recognizes its energy and its resourcefulness, since its dinner arrives on the spider's plate by its own misfortune. Of the three archetypal examples we've examined thus far, we've found key words that guide us from simply considering myths and modern fairy tales to building a launch pad of understanding upon which we can create our own personal situations. The spider is a master weaver. To the tribal peoples of the Southwest, Grandmother Spider kept and taught the mysteries of the past and how they would affect the future. Now, can you picture in your mind a spider? Maybe look at your spider that you have. As I continue, spider could be teaching us to maintain balance. Balance between the past and the future, the physical and the spiritual, the female and the male. Spider could be reminding us that everything we do now is weaving what we will encounter in the future. A meditation upon spider and its characteristics could awaken our creative sensibilities. It weaves a web of intricate and subtle fabric, as if to remind us that the past always influences the present and the future. Often the webs take a spiral shape, the traditional form of creativity and development. A spider found within the web reminds us that we are the center of our own world. The ancient mystery schools had one precept inscribed above their portals: know thyself, and thou shalt know the universe. Spider reminds us that the world is woven around us. We are the keepers and writers of our own destiny, weaving it like a web by our thoughts, feelings, and actions. Since we all learn in different ways, it is helpful to some of us to hear words and to hear ideas. To some, seeing images is the most effective. And to some, touching and feeling are the methods most beneficial for learning, for knowing. The spider and web imagery this morning is a tool. It's a tool that we've used to impress us with the wisdom of a divine science principle. We believe where we focus, what we daily entertain, we will experience. not only the early founders of divine science, but also neurobiologists of today, assure us that we can change our experience by changing our habitual thinking. We found the divine feminine demonstrated today in thinking woman, and in the organizing, coordinating weaver, and in the powerful action of a contemporary female dynamo. These qualities, these archetypes, do not serve only women, but are available to and demonstrated by men also. The power and the purpose of divine mind, of God, of truth, whichever label we are comfortable with, is, can only be, demonstrated in and through and as us. Mind expressing. This following affirmation is found in the Divine Science Principles and Practice. And would you repeat with me? God is the one mind. God is the one mind, the source of everything, the source of everything. All things have their origin in this one mind. All things have their origin in this one mind. Mind has idea. Mind has idea. Mind's action is thinking. Mind's action is thinking. Thinking brings the idea into the visible. Thinking brings the idea into the visible. Or the Word made flesh. Or the Word made flesh. It is law that like produces like. It is law that like produces like. And so it is.